Late Night, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. From Harry Hurley Way in the World's Playground to the broadcast pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame.
I want to congratulate my friend, Harry Hurley.
You're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
It is 4 minutes past the hour. I cannot do this, but I will try. I will pinch hit for the great Dan Zarrow, our esteemed chief meteorologist at Town Square Media. Dan has the day off. He'll be back on Monday. Showers and a few thunderstorms, and here's how it looks, and I checked during the break. It looks like rain will begin again during the 9 a.m. hour. Thunderstorms by 11 a.m., all of it out, the wet stuff out by 2 p.m. Then it'll be partly cloudy. High 77. Winds out of the south-southwest today at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 64. Wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And although the wind is up a little bit, just a little bit, we could have used this weather last weekend. And, oh, my goodness, it would have been even as great as it was business-wise. The outdoor recreating that would have taken place would have been epic. Sunny tomorrow, high 88. Winds west-southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday, almost a carbon copy. Sunny, high 88 again. Wind southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. And we're at 68 degrees as we begin the 7 o'clock hour. 609-407-1450, an open forum hour begins. Let's take a call right now. Reminder, 8 o'clock hour, former New Jersey Assemblyman Vince Palestina. And I do want to remind you, he's here, and yes, it's the Friday before the election, but this is a program that he sponsors. There's no freebie. This is his program for that hour. And we set that up before, and I promise you, there, you know me, I don't play okey-doke. You cannot fake sincerity. I would not even try to pull your leg. And I don't even have to explain this, but I want to. This was set up last year. Vince started his show last year. This is when everybody, myself included, was under the absolute assumption that Senator Chris Brown was running for re-election. So Palestina is not Nostradamus. He could not have said, hey, I want to start a show because I think Chris Brown might not run. Nobody knew. I broke the story when that happened. Palestina didn't know. That happened so many months after he started his monthly program. So I just want you to know, it's not, hey, he's bringing Vince on, you know, on the Friday before the election. Well, I bring Seth on a lot, too, including probably this hour. So I just want you to know that, full disclosure, because that's the way we play on this program. And then Vince is going to help me in the last 2 minutes or so of his hour with setting up the topic for today's 9 o'clock hour, official Hurley in the Morning, mental health break. It's going to be a lot of fun. I promise you, you're going to love it. 609-407-1450, an open phone line. Welcome to the Hurley in the Morning program. You're on the air.
Good morning, boss. How are you?
Oh, I'm outstanding. Thank you for asking.
All right. Yeah, good to hear that. Again, Ms. Fauci, after my phone call with you yesterday, Harry, oh, my God, a bunch of other TV shows got on him about this thing with him funding this Wuhan lab. I mean, I was all over the TV yesterday after I left out and went to work. I talked to you yesterday. I mean, this guy's a criminal. I just don't understand how Rand Paul has that communique in his hand and what's going to happen? Like you told me, nothing probably going to happen about it. What happened with the Durham report that was supposed to bury Biden's son and him? Nothing happens to these Democrats. Are they bulletproof? What the deal is, Harry?
Well, they're corrupt. When they have, here's the deal, and it's very frustrating, and it's frustrating for me as well, Matt. When they're in power, they rule with an iron fist. They don't go after anyone that they don't want to go after, no matter how bad, and they drop the hammer on enemies and perceived enemies. Republicans, when they're in power, they do the right thing. They don't go after anyone. You think anybody's ever run for attorney general at a state level saying that I'm going to go after Joe Biden? He's a corrupt career criminal politician and his entire family syndicate. And that's and that's what they run on, that they're going to go after you. That's what Letitia James did in New York. She ran by saying she's going to prosecute Trump. This is not even justice anymore. It's vendetta politics. So that's the answer, Matt. And I promise you it's an accurate answer. That's what they do. Democrats play for keeps and Republicans are punks.
I get it. I mean, it's just, if any of us committed any of these offenses, we would be locked up right away today. He committed perjury in front of Senate, in front of the Senate hereing. His dereliction of duty. He should be in jail, like I said yesterday.
I'll tell you what, if I could for a day, just a day, I'd love to be a member of Congress. Wouldn't matter, Senator House. I'd like to be on a committee and have Anthony Fauci under oath. And I just have some very simple questions. Mr. Fauci, why did you tell America that the coronavirus could not even reach America, that we had nothing to worry about? You're allegedly the so-called leading infectious disease expert in the world. How were you that spectacularly wrong? You said that 500,000 dead was not even a possibility, that was way overshooting. Couldn't possibly be true. You told all of America not to wear masks, that basically it was dangerous. And then you morphed into that we should wear two masks. And I would have about five other just simple but impossibly direct questions that no one has ever asked Fauci to have to respond to. I'd love to have at that guy for just one day, 1 hour even.
Well, now we need to get you in there somehow. I don't know. Somebody like you's got to get in there.
I'll pull a Chris Brown. I'll ask to be appointed like Chris Brown did when he helped save our whole region from casino gambling in North Jersey when he got, because Mazzio and Whalen, they were in the tank. They were, God rest Whalen's soul, but he was in the tank telling us we have to make this deal. It's inevitable. And he was sticking it to us. So what's he do? He gets buildings named after him. It's bizarro world. I've never seen anything like it. It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. But Chris Brown maneuvered his way onto the gaming committee because one of the Republicans was willing to step down just for that purpose. And Chris was temporarily appointed. That's the kind of leadership we need. So that's the tough love on that. But you think the Democrats are going to put Fauci under oath? No way. Republicans are going to keep asking for it, and Democrats will not allow it because they are completely corrupt. Thank you, Matt. You also are going to love the 9 o'clock hour. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harry. How you doing?
Very well. Good morning.
You know, so I was just thinking about it the other this last night, because you know I work at nights. Every president that I could ever remember, unless if it was a national emergency and they could not leave, you could say their post. Every 6th of June, they made the pilgrimage because it's hallowed ground, it's sacred ground of the dead of the Allied soldiers and all who gave their lives for freedom. I'm just wondering if Biden will make the trip to Normandy or even his cohort in crime. And I'll even go one better. How many stupid things he's going to say? How is he going to bring diversiveness into the into his speech on the 6th of June, because in those days, that word never existed as it is now. And if you don't mind me saying, how much of a horse's patoot he's going to make of himself in front of the world stage.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. But Peter, remember, they write this stuff for him as long as he has enough cognitive ability left that he can read. And he gets in trouble like Obama used to get in trouble. Remember, Obama had teleprompters on the beach. If they stick to the prepared comments, he'll come off statesman and he'll be okay. If he gets crazy like Joe Biden can have, you know, happen with himself because he can't help himself, and he starts to riff, as they say, as they call it, and starts to improvise, then he gets in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And he's he's capable. Thanks, Peter. He's capable of that. Remember, Barack Obama said, never underestimate the ability of Joe Biden to F something up. Obama doesn't think too much of Biden. That's why every time you hear something, ever the narcissist, he came out yesterday with that Joe Biden is finishing the work of his presidency. So you see, he can't let that Joe Biden is the president and pursuing his agenda. It has to be that Joe Biden is finishing his work. These are a bunch of sickos. Make no mistake about it. Deeply, deeply troubled, narcissistic people that when they're at a funeral, they talk about themselves and not the person who died. These are sick people. You think I'm kidding you? Go look up the time that Obama spoke about himself at somebody else's funeral. These are sick people, really sick. I have breaking news, Dateline Atlantic City, when we come back. And if you're Marty Small, you're not going to like it. We'll be back. This is the Hurley in the Morning program. Sean Hannity is up. Oh, by the way, about 10 minutes ago, Seth Grossman, candidate for the Senate, reached out to me and asked if there was any time for him to come on. And like I have done 100% of the time, I have brought him on the same day that he has asked each and every time. And he's coming on for free. Palestine is paying for it. Seth will join us after the bottom of the hour. You are listening because of you to South Jersey's number one, the Hurley in the Morning program on South Jersey's number one. WPG Talk Radio, 95.5.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One email to Fauci reads, the paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause, but have since been reviewed and approved by the NIH. Well, that seems to implicate the NIH helping to fund gain-of-function of this virus with our money. Quote, someone at the NIH will try to determine if we have any distant ties to this work abroad. Well, obviously you do. Fauci then goes out publicly and throws cold water on the theory, even though he's being told the opposite, that COVID originated from the Wuhan virology lab. Sounds like he could have known. What did he know? When did he know it? And why was he not telling the American people the truth about it?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf has been engineering and making the original zero-turn lawnmowers right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts. Professional landscapers and homeowners rely on Hustler's trademark smooth track steering, their durable welded steel decks, and their premium reinforced seats that provide a superior ride and ultra comfort. Once you drive a Hustler, you'll immediately feel the difference. And let me tell you something else, you'll actually look forward to mowing your grass. These top-of-the-line mowers allow you to mow faster and more efficiently. For professionals, that means more money in your pocket. For homeowners, that means spending more time with your family. If something should ever happen to your Hustler mower, or you simply need a replacement part like a new blade, help is never far away with Hustler's gigantic network of over 1,000 dealers nationwide. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find one near you. That's HustlerTurf.com.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Attention.
This is Harry Hurley for the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. During times of uncertainty, the need in general is never greater, such is the case at the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission is in the job of both changing and saving lives. They serve meals 7 days a week. Breakfast is at 7 a.m., dinner is at 5 p.m. They practice social distancing, temperature scans, and extra disinfecting cleaning measures. They have an emergency plan in place, and they are a certified DCA emergency shelter. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission is in contact with all state, county, and local health and emergency management services. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission has an immediate emergency need for monetary donations. You can help by going to their website at acrescuemission.org. That's acrescuemission.org.
Dan Brown and his incredibly hardworking staff are on the job 24/7, as they always have been. This is Harry Hurley for the Atlantic City Rescue Mission.
This is the best of Hurley in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you, great one. Harry Hurley for Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals, where they are offering an outstanding new program called Premier Complete Comfort. This is a game changer. I'm serious about this. It could change your life, your family's life, because you might be in a position right now where you can't front the money for a brand new system, heating and cooling. We've got an idea, and Ambient Comfort can deliver it. They know you're busy. They know the last thing you want to worry about is whether your air conditioner or heater is working correctly. With the Premier Complete Comfort Program, you will have a brand new furnace, brand new air conditioner with 10 years parts, 10 years labor, 10 years maintenance, and 10 years of comfort, all for one low monthly price. This is what also makes it phenomenal. No money down, no hidden fees, no surprise bills, and best of all, no hassles for 10 years. So if you have been looking for a way, how do I do this? We need this in our home. We want our home to be more comfortable. We want our system to be more reliable and not breaking down. Remember, your system is going to break down when it's the coldest outside and the hottest outside. That's just the way that it is, because the draw to cool or to heat is so significant that if it can make it on the margins, you'll be fine, but when you get to the hotter weather or to the very colder weather, it's a whole different ball game. So our friends at Ambient Comfort are ready to do this for you and yours. They've been in our home. They took great care of my family. I know that they will take great care of you and yours. To learn more about the Premier Complete Comfort Program, go to AmbientComfortNJ.com. That's AmbientComfortNJ.com. ComfortNJ.com. You can also call 856-213-6586, 856-213-6586. Tell them Harry Hurley sent you to Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals. All right, let me share with you some breaking news. And coming up after the bottom of the hour break at 7:35, Citizen Seth Grossman, candidate for the New Jersey State Senate. Headline reads, and it's a WPGTalkRadio.com exclusive from last night that I broke, Tom Foley earns big union endorsement over small opponent. Breaking news exclusive. It's always risky business when a union decides to make an endorsement in a local election, because you have to live closely with the ultimate result. I remember when the PBA in Ventnor and Don Hurley led the movement to support Scott Becker and Charlie Cianci over the incumbent, Ray Hart, and Doris Thompson, and I think Ted Bergman at the time. Becker and Bergman got together almost immediately upon winning from separate tickets, but they won. The two of them won, very close, but they won in the election of 1984. And that was a gutsy move. That had never been done before that I'm aware of, because you got to live with that result. You go against the incumbent and you lose. I mean, look out. So it appears that Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small's letter to the state of New Jersey, I got to tell you, it's a terrible letter. It's awful, absolutely awful. And he sold out his collective bargaining units. I don't know why he did it. I don't know why he did it 2 weeks before the election. I mean, there must be a level of just confidence that it doesn't matter. I'm not saying be a jerk and a sneak and do it the day after the election, but what a dumb thing to do 2 weeks before the election. So I think they left the union with no fear, no concern. How worse can it be? It takes 16 years to get the top pay. You want to take away and you don't want to give us a chance to get our collective bargaining rights back? You don't want civil service for us? We don't need you then. And if we have to keep you, you can't be any worse to us than you've been. So I really think that was the calculus. We have learned and confirmed that small Democratic primary challenger Tom Foley has received the major endorsement just days away from the June 8th primary. The Atlantic City Professional Firefighters, Local 198, and then the NJFMBA Local 8 has formally endorsed retired chief and the former director of emergency management. Of course, you could say the former assemblyman and freeholder and councilman, Tom Foley, for Atlantic City mayor. We have the full letter up at WPGTalkRadio.com for you to take a look at it. But that's a big development. I don't know if the PBA is going to do anything. Honestly, I would if I were them, because you have nothing to lose. I think a lot of people think that Marty is going to win. He's in column A and all of that. But what do you have to lose? I mean, Marty had directed the city solicitor to probably write one of the most anti-union letters in the history of the state. I've got the letter. It's awful. It's awful. And it's as bad as it gets. So you have nothing to lose. If he wins, he can't be any worse to you. He wants to be able to pick whoever he wants to pick. You should not have any civil service protection. So you have nothing to lose. I think the PBA should step up as well. I've made it a point. I have not endorsed in this race because I have multiple friends all over the place, and I don't endorse in many races anymore. But I'm just being intellectually honest here, that the small letter to the state crushes collective bargaining in Atlantic City. It's awful. And somebody from education that certainly enjoyed the collective bargaining rights that he had, it's particularly, I think, a betrayal. So Foley got it, and I don't blame the fire union one bit. Not one bit at all. When we come back, we will be joined by a candidate for the New Jersey Senate in District 2, Tom Foley. I'm sorry, Seth Grossman. We will be joined in the 8 o'clock hour by the regular Republican, the Atlanta County Republican Convention, regular Republican-endorsed candidate who is in the column A ticket. He's the first candidate beneath Jack Cittarelli, who was endorsed by the Atlanta County Republican Convention as well. Vince Palestina, our former multi-term assemblyman, will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, and then we're going to need it. I promise you, we're going to need it. It's Friday, even though it's been an abbreviated week, with Monday being the holiday. It's been a very action-packed, intense week here on the program. The 9 o'clock hour, I promise you, no politics, no hot talk, nothing but a completely fun topic that every single person listening right now, your problem is going to be picking one. That's how easy. I shouldn't say it's easy. It's a tough topic because it's hard to pick. And what I'm going to do is we say your favorite, this or that, but I'm going to be liberal for this hour and say, if you want to sneak in a second or a third, we can find the time for you to be able to do that. And we try to give everybody a couple of minutes, 2 minutes each, something like that. And you just get to talk about your favorite, this or that, and why. And Vince Palestina and I will share the news of the 9 o'clock hour topic in the final minutes of his program coming up. It's actually very good. You'll hear from Seth Grossman, and then very close thereafter, Vince Palestina, because that's it. I mean, clearly, there's no doubt. We're living in a world, in a bizarro world, but there is no doubt that Vince Palestina or Seth Grossman will be the Republican nominee running against Vince Mazzeo, who, of course, in bizarro world, the least qualified should have the easiest path, right? Fantastic, right? That's the lane we live in right now. Vince Mazzeo is probably the least qualified, prepared. Yeah, I know he's spent time in office, but trust me when I tell you, I'm not making this stuff up. He is the least qualified of anybody running for that seat right now out of the three gentlemen, and it's not even close. Seth Grossman will join us next right after the break. Thanks for waking up early in the morning.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Sal Giangrasso. The group of seven wealthy nations support the idea that businesses would pay a minimum tax rate of at least 15% in a significant step toward delivering a global minimum rate sought by the Biden administration.
For too long, there has been a global race to the bottom in corporate taxes, where countries compete by lowering their tax rates instead of the well-being of their citizens and natural environments.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen discussing the move made at the meeting in London. Some tense times in the waters off New York City Saturday.
A ferry ran aground near the Brooklyn shoreline. About 100 people on board had to be rescued after that ferry began taking on water. It happened in the East River as the ferry was navigating shallow waters near an inlet. There are no reports of any injuries.
Fox's John Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Experience the legendary tribute show, The Rat Pack, as they take the stage at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City. Step back in time with the iconic music and retro style of Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. sound-alikes. Jive to the cool tunes of Birth of the Blues, Fly Me to the Moon, The Candyman, plus more of your favorites. Don't miss The Rat Pack. Performance is weekly starting June 13th. Purchase tickets by visiting hardrockhotelatlanticcity.com for good, clean fun.
There's only one way to stroll the boardwalk, one step at a time. And there's only one way that Boardwalk Acura and Boardwalk Honda bring quality to our customers, one step at a time. The Boardwalk family does things differently than other car dealers. From the moment you step through our doors until the moment you step into your new Acura or Honda, they promise you a quality experience. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, coupe, or SUV, new or pre-owned, you'll find an impressive inventory of the latest models with the newest technology. You'll get the low prices you want on the high-quality vehicles you love at Boardwalk Acura and Boardwalk Honda. All makes and all models are all priced to move, which means more savings for you. Visit Boardwalk Honda or Boardwalk Acura today. One step at a time, one customer at a time. Come see the quality for yourself. Easy to get to in Egg Harbor Township on Tilton Road or online at BoardwalkHonda.com and BoardwalkAcura.com.
G'day, mate. As an Australian, I'm a croc expert. Crikey, get him away from me. I mean crocs, like the footwear. And as a croc expert, I have to say I like Foamies from Skechers bloody better. Because Foamies have that stylish, trendy look, plus Skechers' world-famous comfort. All for a price that's down under the competition. Skechers is a comfort technology company, and Foamies have comfort innovations your whole family will love. Foamies are ultra-lightweight, water-friendly footwear that are flexible and breathable. Perfect for kicking it by the pool, grilling on the barbie. Or comfy enough to go on a walkabout. Plus, only Foamies come with fits and features like ArchFit with podiatrist-certified support. And max cushioning that feels like you're walking on big, puffy marshmallows. And Foamies are perfect to keep you cool this summer or warm in the winter. Which is great because it's actually winter in Australia right now. Good on you, Skechers. So get yourself some machine-washable Foamies by Skechers and don't get bit by crocs. He's a mean fella. Find Foamies at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Clear and warm overnight, low 68. It turns out mostly sunny, hot, and humid again on Sunday with a high of 93. Clear skies and muggy Sunday night, low 67. Sunny to partly cloudy, hot and humid again on Monday, high near 90, but feeling more like the upper 90s in the afternoon. I'm AccuWeather's Kai Erickson on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is the best of Hurley in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you very much. 37 minutes past the hour. Joining the program now is a Republican candidate for the New Jersey State Senate right here in our beloved District 2. Seth Grossman joins us. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, Harry. Just 4 days to go.
Yeah, I was going to say the Friday before Election Day. How goes it?
Well, I think it's going very well. The people who I've been working with for years are really enthusiastically supporting the campaign. I think we've caught fire. And I think it's important to tell everybody that Seth Grossman on column E, I'm not running against a column 18. I have a great personal relationship with Jack Cetarelli. I love the way Claire Swift is performing. I think that Joe Girella is going to do a great job as clerk. And yet when I did run as a team against people I like, Vince Palestina is saying, well, that just shows Grossman doesn't have a team. He can't get along with anybody. And I just want to emphasize that, no, Vince picked his team who he wants. But in the end, on Tuesday, the Republican voters will pick the team they want. And I think it will be a stronger, better, more consistent team if Seth Grossman is the state Senate candidate instead of Vince Palestina.
Let me ask you a tough question because I know you can take it. In an earlier interview, we talked about what I think I called Republican on Republican crime, when Republicans crush each other And they look like Rocky Balboa coming out of the primary while Vince Mazzeo is carrying a bouquet of a dozen roses and chocolates and has a walkthrough. And you had said, you had actually promised that you were not going to attack Vince Palestina, but you did attack Vince Palestina. You attacked his business. You got very specific in terms of money, that he can't do these things that you can do because he can't risk his company and all these things. Did you break your word?
Well, the rules of engagement changed, in my opinion, the minute every voter, every Republican in Atlanta County got a flyer calling me a loser. I think that set a new tone. It's unfortunate that it happened, but I could not let that go unanswered.
I thought chronologically you hit first and then that came out.
No.
So, in other words, you were prepared to keep your word. You feel you got attacked first and that you were responding.
It could have been a gentleman's war, or it could be what it turned out to be. However, you'll notice that I'm not making any personal attacks against Vince. Look, he has a family. He wants to do well for himself and his family. He has a business. But what I'm saying is the business he has is inconsistent with the mission every Republican should have, to stop woke Democrats from ruining our country. I think Vince, I'm really saying that Vince has a glass jaw that he's going to have to hold back. Unless if Vince would say, look, I know I've done well in my business. I'm prepared to sacrifice my business. I'm prepared to lose everything to save the country. If Vince had come forward with that kind of message, it would all be different, but it's not.
Follow up to that. When I interviewed you and you had said there would be no, you know, criticism and this and that at the degree that it has deteriorated and into now, you also, I didn't even ask you this, you offered it. You said if Vince wins, you're enthusiastically going to support him. You're enthusiastically going to support the ticket. Does that still stand? And is that sort of incompatible now with, you know, the shots that have been taken? Your thoughts about that?
It has to, because one fact stands out. You basically have two factions in the Republican Party. And what's going on between myself and Vince right now is really not between the two of us as individuals. This is a battle that has been going on within the Republican Party since Christy Todd Whitman got the nomination to knock out Florio in 93, when Christy Todd Whitman promised term limits, initiative and referendum, a rollback of the Florio taxes, all that good stuff. And then the day after she got in office, she betrayed every promise she made. And you've had that war within the Republican Party ever since then. Now, for the past 30 years, with a little bit of luck, Republicans were able to get elected divided. In other words, either the Trump Republicans could achieve success in certain areas, or the establishment Republicans could achieve success in certain areas. And we never really got together as one party. And now, 30 years later, as a matter of survival, neither one of us can win anything unless we somehow get together and work together. So that's a challenge that we have. But I didn't create the division. That division has been going on for 30 years. And somehow we've got to reach an arrangement. And I have no problem with people who get contracts, who get jobs, who get benefits from being in government. But as a lawyer, I keep throwing around that word fiduciary, coming from the Latin word for faithful. If you have the jobs, if you have the power, if you have the benefits of government, you have a duty, just like the executor of a will, just like the trustee of a trust, just like someone with someone else's power of attorney. You have power to manage their money, but you have a duty to, you know, represent the people who gave you that power. And that's been missing. And so, yes, no matter what happens on Tuesday, we can't win. Republicans can't win unless there's a serious conversation between, you know, the liberty and prosperity type and Tea Party type folks and the establishment folks. And here's one thing that I found remarkable. I got into a debate in another venue, mm-hmm, with Vince Palestina, mm-hmm, and we were sitting at the table next to each other. Do you realize that for the first time in 20 years, that was the first time we ever sat at the table together and talked to each other? And to me, that symbolizes everything wrong with how the Republican Party has been running this county.
Well, but before you say that, though, here's how I look at that, just as a man, just in life. If two people have never met, if two people have never sat at the same table, there's two people responsible for that, not one.
Yes, there are.
But... I mean, because I can assure you, if you ever called Vince Polistena, said, Vince, I'd like to have a meeting. This would have been when he was our multi-term New Jersey assemblyman. If you said, hey, I've got some ideas, I'd like to meet with you. There's no doubt in my mind he would have met with you. So the fact that you haven't met or sat at a table with him in 20 years, you are just as responsible for that.
And well, with Liberty and Prosperity is a breakfast discussion group every Saturday morning.
Did you ever, let me ask you this. I think it was alive at the time. Did you ever ask Assemblyman Polistena to be a guest speaker at Liberty and Prosperity?
Well, let's put it this way. Jeff Andrew always showed up once in a while at our meetings when he represented Atlanta County. Jeff Andrew would show up at a Richard Summers event. I mean, there's just, you're right, it takes two. But what I guess we have to say is whatever happened in the past cannot continue because the Republican Party is the only force in America capable of stopping woke Democrats from ruining America.
Well, I totally agree with that. And the strength is in unity. One thing you see with the Democrats, when Democrats lost power a number of years ago, when Republicans took the election of 1994 and the Democrat media was, they were before, even when the polls had closed on election night, it's not a matter of if the Democrats will keep control. It's a matter by how much they will expand their majorities. I was doing live election coverage in an alternative universe saying it's over. Republicans have just won the House for the first time in 40 years and they're going to win the Senate. I remember I was on Larry King's show and I said that Christy Whitman was going to become governor and the Republicans were going to win both the House and the Senate. And he repeated, he said, well, if you think Christy Whitman is going to be governor of New Jersey and defeat Jim Florio and that Republicans will win both the House and Senate, you, sir, are a wacko. That's what he said to me. I never forgot it, quote unquote, God rest his soul. I've got the tape to prove it. The discussion happened and I knew it. I saw it coming. But that was a matter of Republicans being united. What Democrats learned after that, because they used to eat their own. People forget this. They always say, oh, the Democrats never, they don't go after, like, they rally behind Cuomo, they don't go after Hunter Biden, they leave Joe Biden alone, all the Biden Syndicate, Inc. stuff, they don't go after the Clintons, the Clinton charity, they never go after their own. Democrats used to eat their own like crazy until they realized, hey, it took them out of office, and guess what? They don't do that anymore. So I'll tell you, I'm in total agreement. A divided Republican Party, to be a little Lincoln-esque here, Seth, cannot stand.
Yeah, well, what in all fairness, what the Democrats did, the woke, socialist, radical, hate American Democrats, they succeeded in eating their own. They destroyed the Joe Lieberman. That's true.
The governor, Casey, in Pennsylvania, he was not allowed to speak. I interviewed him before he died. I interviewed him at the time of the convention. They kicked him out. That's true. But they stopped that. Now, I know this woke thing that started with canceling people and all that stuff, you know, they occasionally eat their own, but they stopped even doing that, as you know. I mean, Al Franken would not be gone if it wasn't at the time that it happened with him. He would have never left under the current, rules that are in play that Democrats can do anything and nothing matters anymore. But this Republican Party in District 2 has the potential to sweep all three of these seats unless we're divided. Do you agree?
I agree, but the thing is with the Democrats, they didn't get this overwhelming power until they put the agenda ahead of personality. So, you know, any Democrat who did not promote that woke agenda was eliminated over the period of 10, 20 years, whereas with the Republicans, they consistently Republican leaders in New Jersey have promised all these things, cut the taxes, cut the budget, more home rule, you name it. But as soon as they get in, Republicans have made the deals. Why? Because of this economic development. Well, I've got and one thing about Vince Polistena and Don Guardian, they openly say that our priority is developing Atlantic City. To develop Atlantic City, we got to get money from Trenton. So for every $2 billion or whatever they get up in West Jersey, well, they'll throw some crumbs down here. That, what they call horse trading. In fact, Vince actually said, I admire Bill Gormley because he was a master horse trader. Well, what are you trading away? You're trading away the future of your state, the future of your children to get a couple of projects that, you know, give jobs for a few months here and a few months there, and then they're empty and gone. That culture.
Yeah, but Seth, if you go in and you do have a reputation, you know, you might burn the house down to rule the ashes. What do you get? What do you get with your style? You get persona non grata.
No. What we get.
Oh, what are they going to part the water and you walk through and you serve as king? I mean, come on, seriously.
No, seriously,
I don't think they even want to talk to you. Do you?
Who, the Democrats?
Anybody. I mean, you kind of have pretty much a renegade reputation.
No, not at all. I've been going around and I've been talking to a lot of Republicans, and a lot of them are saying, you know, I can't say this publicly, but I agree with 100% of what you're doing. And I'm sure that Vince and Don are talking, and especially Claire. I love the way Claire is developing as a candidate. They understand the resentment that has been there for at least 20 years. The voters are talking to them. The voters are talking quietly. But we'll find out on Tuesday.
This is true and this is fair. And that's why I think you have to, I think, agree that anytime you've asked to come on, you've been on the same day you've asked. I've not said no once. I want to be fair. And I always believe to be perceived as fair, you have to be more than fair. But I have to say, and I know what you're doing. You're complimenting Claire, who you know I have complimented at length, both on air and in writing. She's a tremendous candidate. But guess what? Who selected her? With much criticism, Vince Palestina. Vince Palestina saw the talent there. And when you compliment her, aren't you really complimenting your opponent? Because Vince selected her, handpicked her, over someone that had been much more well-known and at much criticism until Claire showed what she's made of. And now that's all gone away like it never happened. And you're complimenting her. But Vince put the ticket together. So that isn't that a compliment to the leader, right?
Well, there's someone else in one sense, but then there's another issue. And I'm not going to talk about that right now, about others on the ticket. But basically, we all do things right. We all do things wrong. Vince did his best. He put his ticket together. But on Tuesday, I think the voters are going to put together a better ticket with Seth Grossman as a candidate for state senate in column E instead of Vince. And together, we will put together. You see, in my opinion, the ticket wasn't balanced because you have this establishment or in the club candidates and you have those out of the club. And the way the convention was handled, I felt that the people out of the club were not given the proper respect, and that I think someone like Jesse Kurtz should have been on the ticket.
Seth, I got to tell you something. And you know I like Jesse, but give me a break. You're not dumb. You're too smart to say something stupid like this. Jesse Kurtz has a name recognition in Atlanta County of maybe a fraction of 1%. He's never even run at large in one city. He's run in a tiny ward where a few hundred votes elect you. How in the world does that position him to be a state legislator in probably one of the toughest districts in the state to win? A swing district at that, where legends have held these positions. I mean, Seth, you love the kid, but I mean, give me a break. I find that intellectually dishonest that you keep saying that. How is he qualified over the people, former deputy attorney general, former mayor of Atlantic City, who won as a Republican? I mean, think about that. That's a unicorn sighting that we live through there. This Jesse Kurtz thing and your affinity is, I think, wonderful at a personal level, completely absurd if we look at reality, honestly.
Well, if you see what it takes to win elections these days, and I've seen Jesse work the neighborhoods, work with the Bengalis, work with the Dominicans, work with African-Americans, put together coalitions to do things in Atlantic City. See, I've always been, in other words, Jesse Kurtz is the opposite of Hirsch Singh, who runs at the top and has no idea what's going on at the grassroots level.
Right, but I think there's still a lot there. He's not one even at large in Atlantic City. There's too much unproven there. Seth, I want to wish you well. I've got to get a hard break in. Took it literally to the last second I could, and I always appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Seth. Thanks so much. We'll be back. Don't go away.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is Harry Hurley for the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. During times of uncertainty, the need in general is never greater, such is the case at the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission is in the job of both changing and saving lives. They serve meals 7 days a week. Breakfast is at 7 a.m., dinner is at 5 p.m. They practice social distancing, temperature scans, and extra disinfecting cleaning measures. They have an emergency plan in place, and they are a certified DCA emergency shelter. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission is in contact with all state, county, and local health and emergency management services. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission has an immediate emergency need for monetary donations. You can help by going to their website at acrescuemission.org. That's acrescuemission.org. Dan Brown and his incredibly hardworking staff are on the job 24/7, as they always have been. This is Harry Hurley for the Atlantic City Rescue Mission.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, protecting what you love and own. East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
Hey, South Jersey, this is Sean Steitler with East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows. With over 40 years in business, East Coast has been providing South Jersey with award-winning work backed by lifetime warranties. Our teams consist of GAF, Master Elite, Certified Contractors, CertainTeed 5-Star Contractors, and Provia Certified Installers. What does this mean for you? Your projects will be handled by well-trained professionals. Trust East Coast Roofing, Siding, and Windows with your next project. Visit our website at eastcoastroofing.com or call us today for a free consultation at 609-646-1444. Remember, South Jersey, when you call, we'll show up.
East Coast Roofing and Siding, trust us with your family and home.
If you've been diagnosed with cancer, you need a team of cancer experts by your side, every step of the way, working together, coordinating care. MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, South Jersey's largest and most experienced cancer team. Personalized care for every type of cancer, with multiple locations close to you and a full range of supportive care services. MD Anderson at Cooper. Appointments available within 48 hours.
Hello, New Jersey. Switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But if that's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even tightrope walking, and it's not.
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance, and you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might cause you to dance spontaneously, and if you haven't stretched properly, you could pull a hammy. Don't laugh, it happened to my Uncle Doug.
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And they offer discounts to military and federal employees.
But after you switch, you might be so happy that you celebrate by drinking a milkshake too fast and get a brain freeze.
Well, Geico is the largest car insurer in the state and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
See what I mean? I wasn't kidding. That heartbreak was very, very real. We gave Seth until the very last second. And Seth, I do enjoy our conversations very much.
95.5 FM, early in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. From Harry Hurley Way in the world's playground to the broadcast pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame.
I want to congratulate my friend, Harry Hurley.
You're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
6 minutes past the hour. Do not let Democrats get away with turning the United States Senate into the House of Representatives. It was set up to be much more deliberative, to actually slow down irrational things. The filibuster has evolved over many years. At one point, there was no set amount. Then 67, you needed 67 votes to move anything. They call it cloture. Then it was in 1975, changed to 60. Now they want to make it basically 50 plus the vice president if he, she is of your party, or 51. Not good. I'm not for that. Breaking news, Atlantic City Council will be ending the needle exchange program in Atlantic City. We're the only ones to report this, and it is a Council President George Tibbett initiative. In a major breaking news report, we have confirmed that Atlantic City Council President George Tibbett is currently drafting, basically as we speak, currently drafting legislation to end the city's clean needle exchange program. Atlantic City Councilman Kaleem Shabazz will co-sponsor the legislation with Tibbett. Other council members are preparing to sign on to the Tibbett legislation. It may be heading to a unanimous council vote. However, regardless to whether it's unanimous or not, the votes are in place to pass this legislation. The program is poised to end at the upcoming June council meeting, which I believe is scheduled for Wednesday, June 16th, right around the corner, a week from today. Or would it be 2 weeks from today? Tibbett has also confirmed to us that he has contacted both the New Jersey Lieutenant Governor and the Department of Community Affairs to advise them of his proposed legislation. This is significant, as Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver has been tasked by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to oversee Atlantic City. Having their buy-in would basically cinch the ultimate passage of this legislation. What started out as a clean needle exchange program to help those dealing with addiction became a free needle program with no exchanges. The residents, quote, of Atlantic City have had enough seeing dirty needles just dropped on the ground all over the city, Tibbett told me. Further, quote, he said to me, this must come to an end. That end is now. If he's available, we're going to try to visit with Tibbett later today, maybe around 8:20 this morning on this topic. All right, your turn to play, 609-407-1450, an open phone line. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harry. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
First of all, I'm going to try to cover two quick points. The first quick point, but you like the second point better.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
He is dragging this Tulsa thing out of, yes, it's a tragedy, but let me tell you something. On this date in 1941, the Tuskegee Airmen were formed. And you know something? If he's so... if he wants to bring this country together, he should bring that up. He should go down to the field where they all, where it started, because it's still in existence. He should exemplify the sacrifices these young men did for their country, because they had to fight two wars, the war with the Germans and the war against segregation. But sadly, Squinto Joe has a very bad memory. Not even his vice president could remember a significant date like this.
Hey, listen, on Memorial Day weekend, the one fool said, while he's eating an ice cream cone, Biden, stay cool this weekend. And Harris wrote something similar about enjoying the weekend. Enjoy the weekend. They have no clue. They really don't. They're so tone deaf and out of touch.
Ready for the happy stuff?
Yes.
Okay. It seems every time you have movie day,
yeah,
movie morning or whatever,
yeah,
I can't call or whatever. But if I can just beg your indulgence, and I know you and your brother have great impersonations of Sean Connery, and if you don't mind, I like to put my in the running.
Please.
Ready?
Yes.
We were shit off their coast, listen to their rock and roll, while we conduct strategic missile drills. And then later we were shaled into history. Vasily, one ping only.
Peter, I think that was Sean Connery imitating Peter. It's a joke. That's a joke.
You, all joking aside, you have no idea how long I've been with. I know you cover a lot of stuff, every day. You try to give a little towards everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a tough job.
Oh, thanks.
But the thing is, I have to share that, not with you, but with the listening audience. And I'll tell you something. You know, it's sad. We have two dippies in the White House. Neither one of them served. And, you know what would be a good Republican initiative? That if you want to be president, you have to be a veteran.
I don't like that, because there's different times where it's peacetime and maybe you don't serve. Maybe it's a time of war and you were drafted. I don't think that service is required. There's no question it would be a phenomenal strength. If you look at where we've drawn presidents from, general is very, very common or in the military at some level. But I would not make that a requirement. But I absolutely agree with the premise that it's a strength.
Yeah.
No doubt. Discipline, leadership, loyalty, command structure, no doubt. Very, very transferable. And that's why Washington was so successful. Other military generals and people that served in the military. I went through it one time. The path to become president is military and having been vice president. Those are the two best ways to become president.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you, Peter. Have a great day. As you would say, have a blessed day. I don't have it. Sometimes I just have to do it without trying, but I don't know if I have it in me to do my Sean Connery. But I was teasing, but I was sort of serious. Peter, that was Sean Connery imitating Peter. I didn't hear a lot of Sean Connery in that impersonation, but it was a valiant effort. I always give a lot of sincere credit for the effort. Sean Connery is just a little bit of, he talks like, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Entrapment, I counted on everything but you. I can do it really well sometimes. That was not good. But you just have, there's just something, it's almost like Michael Caine. You say Michael Caine and you're talking like Michael Caine. I don't think I could do it, but I think if I worked on it, I could become pedestrian, extremely average at impressions. I can do a couple. 609-407-1450, an open phone line. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harry. Frank from Ventnor calling from North Carolina.
Hello, Frank from Ventnor calling from North Carolina.
Yeah, taking the show on the road, Harry.
Good.
So, Harry, if you don't mind, I wanted to ask you as a follow-up to our climate discussion.
Yeah.
That's my big issue.
Yeah.
I just had a couple questions for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Harry, especially you said they are changing the climate, you know,
yeah,
the temperature data to make it look warmer than it is. When you say they, who are you referring to?
I'm referring to the people that record the numbers. I'm absolutely positive about what I said, Frank. It's documented. They record the numbers. The best equipment we've ever had compiles the numbers, and then humans have been manually adjusting it. It's very sketchy, Frank. Exactly who they are, I'm not ready to say, but when I reported on that, and it was years ago, when I reported on it, I had exactly who did it. I could easily look it up. It won't be hard to find. They do make manual adjustments, and it's just ironic, interesting, or probably something more, that they have always made the manual adjustment hotter, never colder, always hotter. I don't make stuff up, Frank. It's a fact.
Yes. I don't,
and keep in mind, you knew you were going to ask me this. I didn't know you were going to ask it, so I don't remember exactly who is the keeper of the pencils. But they're human, and they've been changing the numbers, and they've been changing the numbers upward, never downward.
Well, Harry, in the United States, independently, it's NASA and NOAA who collects the data in the United States.
This could be outside the United States, if my memory serves me correctly. Remember, this whole climate, this whole climate change thing, it's like the WHO. It's a world effort. And then you have people in this country that I got to be honest with you, I still fail to understand why this is such a big deal to the people that it's such a big deal to. I'm absolutely convinced that we're in a cyclical warming pattern, and there have been so many of them. I know the last time we spoke, you went into great detail about how this one is different and how it's more than any other one ever, but we've had countless warming and cooling patterns in recorded history. I don't think this is the big deal that you think it is. And I'm almost amused, not at you, but when I hear some of these leaders that are faking out Americans for their own cottage industry to make it look like we're in such bad. Oh, I mean, listen, if we listened to Al Gore more than 25 years ago, maybe closer to 30, he said we were Dunsville in 7 years. Frank, that's 23 years past his deadline, and we're not. They're liars. That's what liars do. They lie, and they lather people up, and they get people all crazy about, oh, my God, climate change. And by the way, why is it climate change? Why isn't it global warming? Oh, that's right. You and I had that conversation. Because climate change, it's their nirvana. It fits everything. If it's windy out, it's climate change. If it's cold out, it's climate change. You know, it's 2 degrees cooler than it should be right now. Is that global warming, Frank? Or is that climate change? Or does that just happen to be what it is today on June 2nd of 2021, that it's 2 degrees colder than it should be? Should we be worried about that?
Harry, can I get to my point? Can I get to my point?
Well, I just made a point. It's 2 degrees colder today than it should be. Should I be worried about that, Frank?
Harry, daily fluctuations happen. You know, that's weather. That's daily fluctuations.
Oh.
But Harry, my point about NASA.
Yeah.
NASA, the finest science agency in the world, collects that data.
So and then they keep revising it upward. I'll put it together, and you and I can talk about it again. But what do you think is more accurate? The most sensitive computer equipment that we have ever had in the history of the world, or some human being that decides, no, that equipment was wrong. It's even warmer than the actual equipment chronicled. Who are you going to believe? I'm not going to believe the guy with the pencil and the eraser. Sorry. That's typically liberal, that has an agenda that we have to get all crazy over climate change. Listen, this may be the cause of your life. It's not even on my radar screen. And if we poll America, it's also not. It's. But I have to say, Frank, it's a very woke thing. I got to be honest. It's a very woke thing. Hey, listen, it's 20 minutes past the hour. I'll try to find out who's erasing the real numbers and raising them to a different number, even during the break, but if not, soon. And I appreciate you calling from Ventnor, and I appreciate you calling today from North Carolina. I think you're way over the top with this climate change stuff, though. Way over the top. But you'll fit in right with the crowd that it's so important to them. You join us right after the break. Please don't go away. It's 20 minutes past the hour. As always, do not, whatever you do, do not try this at home. This is the Hurley in the Morning program. My friend Sean Hannity is up. Then our Hurley in the Morning timeout, and then more of your phone calls.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And conservatism is what? What do we want? We want less government in our lives, limited government. We want the lowest taxes possible. We want to end the burdensome bureaucracy that is a stranglehold on business. We want secure borders. We want energy independence. We want those high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. We want constitutional justices. People want and deserve cities and towns that are safe and secure. We believe in law and we believe in order. We believe that if our public schools are failing our kids at a spectacular level. Our kids deserve better. We want safe schools and we want good schools. It's pretty simple.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf has been engineering and making the original zero-turn lawnmowers right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts. Professional landscapers and homeowners rely on Hustler's trademark smooth track steering, their durable welded steel decks, and their premium reinforced seats that provide a superior ride and ultra comfort. Once you drive a Hustler, you'll immediately feel the difference. And let me tell you something else, you'll actually look forward to mowing your grass. These top-of-the-line mowers allow you to mow faster and more efficiently. For professionals, that means more money in your pocket. For homeowners, that means spending more time with your family. If something should ever happen to your Hustler mower, or you simply need a replacement part like a new blade, help is never far away with Hustler's gigantic network of over 1,000 dealers nationwide. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find one near you. That's HustlerTurf.com.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
There's only one way to stroll the boardwalk, one step at a time. And there's only one way that Boardwalk Acura and Boardwalk Honda bring quality to our customers, one step at a time. The Boardwalk family does things differently than other car dealers. From the moment you step through our doors until the moment you step into your new Acura or Honda, they promise you a quality experience. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, coupe, or SUV, new or pre-owned, you'll find an impressive inventory of the latest models with the newest technology. You'll get the low prices you want on the high-quality vehicles you love at Boardwalk Acura and Boardwalk Honda. All makes and all models are all priced to move, which means more savings for you. Visit Boardwalk Honda or Boardwalk Acura today. One step at a time, one customer at a time. Come see the quality for yourself. Easy to get to in Egg Harbor Township on Tilton Road or online at BoardwalkHonda.com and BoardwalkAcura.com.
Recently, Total Wireless helped Garrett Dvorak throw a virtual baby shower for his wife, Ellie.
Just to see everyone's expressions, I don't have words for it.
Because when you move to Total Wireless, you can get amazing devices on 5G. And with unlimited plans starting at $25 a month per line for four lines, you could save up to $80 per month.
Total Wireless, you guys pulled through.
Total Wireless, do amazing. 5G-capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Savings claim made when compared to four-line postpaid plans of the leading carrier for 2021. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
G'day, mate. As an Australian, I'm a croc expert. Crikey, get him away from me. I mean crocs, like the footwear. And as a croc expert, I have to say, I like Foamies from Skechers bloody better. Because Foamies have that stylish, trendy look, plus Skechers' world-famous comfort. All for a price that's down under the competition. Skechers is a comfort technology company, and Foamies have comfort innovations your whole family will love. Foamies are ultra-lightweight, water-friendly footwear that are flexible and breathable. Perfect for kicking it by the pool, grilling on the barbie. Or comfy enough to go on a walkabout. Plus, only Foamies come with fits and features like Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified support. And max cushioning that feels like you're walking on big, puffy marshmallows. And Foamies are perfect to keep you cool this summer or warm in the winter. Which is great because it's actually winter in Australia right now. Good on you, Skechers. So get yourself some machine-washable Foamies by Skechers and don't get bit by crocs. He's a mean fella. Find Foamies at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
27 minutes past the hour. Welcome to the Hurley in the Morning program. You're on the air.
You know, Harry, this climate change thing, it's not what I call about, but I you know, when they couldn't, they made a mistake by picking the term global warming, because if it gets cold, then you can disprove that theory. So they found a term, you know, the people who who have reworded our English language, who have redefined words. They picked a word that you, as you say, you could apply anything to that word. Climate change, if it's too hot, if it's too cold, if it's too wet, if it's too dry, if it's too windy, if it's not windy enough, if there's a lot of hurricanes, if there are no hurricanes, you can make all of that climate change because you can't disprove it.
Right.
So, you know, the question I would ask is who gets to decide what the normal temperature of the planet is and how do you explain?
But here, and Andy, here's the other thing. I could go on and on about this, but I don't want to because I think that, these woke freaks get us talking about what they want to talk about. Nobody's talking about that. They don't want us talking about what really is going on. So let's start talking about that in 1940, they raised the temperature in Australia, the land temperature or the water temperature. I don't even want to get into this because it's junk science. It's garbage. I know what I know, and I believe what I believe. This is a cyclical warming period. I've done a lot of reading on 1950 to 1970 and 1970 to the present. And there's a whole lot we could get into, but all it does is gobble up time. I don't think I could bore you right now, Andy, and everybody listening, with adjustments that have been made by NOAA, with adjustments that have been made by the National Climate Data Center, and all these other things. But it gets us off message, and it gets us into their realm where this is important to them. It's not important to any Americans. I don't believe that the planet is in jeopardy. I don't believe that at all. I believe that we're in a slight warming period, not even a significant one. Anyhow, back to you.
Okay, so I agree with all of that. Yep. Let's leave that be.
Yep.
So, okay, but it's a crisis. Now, do you know how to tell the difference between an actual crisis and a non-crisis?
Yeah, a good friend of mine told me the ones they don't talk about are the crisis. The ones they do talk about are the manufactured crises.
Manufactured crises.
Yes, that guy was a genius.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that, you know, when they beat something into the ground, because let's remember, the strongest human emotion is fear. So if you can create fear in the American people, then you can get them to do things they wouldn't normally do in order to save themselves. COVID proved that. Obviously, the virus is real. The reaction to it played on that strong emotion of fear. Okay? If you label climate a crisis, fear, and with every one of these crises comes the opportunity for the Democrats to take away more of your rights and freedoms and to grab more power. So if whenever you hear the word crisis, your antenna should go up because the word crisis means we are about to take away more of your rights and freedoms and take more power.
Right. And to speak to your earlier doctrine, the border is a crisis, but the president and the vice president will not call it such.
Of course, that's my point. They don't even talk about the border.
No.
It's like it doesn't even exist.
No, and when they do, they blame Trump for it.
Right. But something that we know is a crisis that we see before our very eyes, which is, you know, all the stuff that's going on in the cities, the Black Lives Matter burning down cities. When, you know, the things that we see that are crises, they won't even talk about it. But stuff that we know is not a crisis, like climate change and this racism nonsense, that they talk about incessantly because they're trying to convince you.
Yeah, they're trying, like they're making a racial crisis that they have created. For example, I think it's perfectly appropriate. You talk about what happened 100 years ago, how awful it was, how we condemn it, and you say all the right things. But then what an American president should do is to say, but look how far we've come. And look at the United States of America. And we went from doing this 100 years ago to a very, very stable African-American neighborhood. Look what we did. It's so wrong. We condemn it with all of every breath of our being. But we have twice elected an African-American president. We have elected the first African-American female president. We've elected the first female president, vice president in American history. That's what a leader does. But a divider uses yesterday as an occasion to make it appear that it is exactly as it was or even worse now than it was 100 years ago. That is patently dishonest.
Dishonest. Okay, well, let me then. Okay, so you're leading me where to right where I want to go. It's like we set up this call, Harry.
Okay.
This is the work. What Joe Biden is doing is what a community organizer does. They foment hatreds, they foment division, and then they step aside to make it look like it all came about organically. This is what Barack Obama did. So let's look. We know this is not the same Joe Biden that we've known. All of a sudden, Joe Biden hates cops. All of a sudden, Joe Biden hates the military. All of a sudden, Joe Biden loves Iran. Look at Obama. He gave money to Iran in the middle of the night on an airplane. Who was the first one that started trashing the cops about Cambridge police acted stupidly? Who was so disrespectful to the military? This is Obama working through Joe Biden. And I got to tell you, you mentioned like yesterday, Biden talked about our wonderful democracy. And in this next sentence, talked about how we are a systemically racist country. How can both be true? And when someone like Joe Biden, when a person who's running for president, especially a person who's been around as long as Biden, someone we know and know well,
and his background proves he is systemically racist.
Of course, but when someone like Joe Biden or anyone running for president has to say to you and promise you that I will always tell you the truth, as you always say, shouldn't it be self-evident? Should a man or woman running for the president of the United States have to promise you that they will always tell you the truth?
Well, what he was doing there was he was deflecting his completely well-documented dishonest past, his past of being a plagiarizer, his past along with people like the Grand Kleagle, Robert Byrd of the KKK, his soulmate. Go look at the picture of them two yucking it up in the convertible car together. The guy that was talking about, I forget the exact description that he said, but animals or something going to school. He was not for the integrated schools. I mean, this guy's record. Kamala Harris was right when she called him a racist, and Joe Biden got into the F-bomb argument with her over it at the debate. Now, of course, they just pretend and the media pretends that none of that ever happened.
Of course. But Barack Obama talked about how he would have the most transparent administration in history. And you remember this, Harry, even the left-wing media who gave Obama 95% positive coverage, even the left-wing media, many were complaining that Obama was not transparent, that they wouldn't answer questions. You remember, whenever Barack Obama was asked a question, he had this great way of talking for 15 minutes to answer one question that could have taken 30 seconds so that he wouldn't have to answer any further questions or follow-up.
Right, and then pretends how much time he gave and how many questions he answered. It's absolutely true what you just said, Andy. And Joe Biden's even worse. These guys shut the White House down on Friday at 5 o'clock. The lid is on all the time. And the media, of course, because of cognitive dissonance, they whistle to the graveyard. They're so happy. They hated having all that access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with Trump. They love that Joe Biden shuts them down. They love that Barack Obama spied on them and got caught. It is so incredible. If you're willing to embrace the truth, it's there. Andy, I've got to run a break. Great call, as always. More of your calls coming up right after the break. Don't go away. You'll be joining us next in just a few minutes, 37 minutes past the hour. This is.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
News, I'm Sal Giangrasso. Former President Trump, speaking at the North Carolina Republican Convention, pushed for support of GOP candidates in next year's midterm elections.
The survival of America depends upon our ability to elect Republicans at every level. Starting with the midterms next year, we have to get it done.
His daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, announced she won't run for the Senate in North Carolina because of family obligations, and Trump endorsed Representative Ted Budd in the crowded Republican primary. The U.S. and six other leading nations reached a preliminary agreement that businesses would pay a minimum tax rate of at least 15%.
The minister is also reaching a historic agreement on taxing multinational companies. The agreement will ensure that tech giants like Amazon and Facebook will pay more tax where they generate sales.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Harry Hurley for the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. During times of uncertainty, the need in general is never greater. Such is the case at the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission is in the job of both changing and saving lives. They serve meals 7 days a week. Breakfast is at 7 a.m., dinner is at 5 p.m. They practice social distancing, temperature scans, and extra disinfecting cleaning measures. They have an emergency plan in place, and they are a certified DCA emergency shelter. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission is in contact with all state, county, and local health and emergency management services. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission has an immediate emergency need for monetary donations. You can help by going to their website at acrescuemission.org. That's acrescuemission.org. Dan Brown is an incredibly hardworking staff are on the job 24/7, as they always have been. This is Harry Hurley for the Atlantic City Rescue Mission.
In business, it's never just another day. Every day is the day. There's the day you open your 500th location or expand to a new city. The day you deliver a make or break pitch from 1,000 miles away. Or the day that you have to start it all over again. That's the thing. You never know what the day might bring. But with Comcast Business, you'll have the powerful solutions you need to handle anything that comes your way. Like the power of the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. The freedom to control your network from anywhere. And advanced cybersecurity to help protect every device on it. All backed by a team of can-do collaborators ready to roll up their sleeves and make things happen 24/7. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Call for details. During the morning rush, Miss Cakes can happen. Like when you leave your tasty cake pecan swirl on the kitchen counter in your hurry to get out the door. Miss Cake. Or you settle for stale cereal. Miss Cake. Or you grab a banana you think is fresh, then wonder, why all the fruit flies? Miss Cake. If it's not tasty cake, it's a Miss Cake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet cake or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Clear and warm overnight, lows 68. It turns out mostly sunny, hot and humid again on Sunday with a high of 93. Clear skies and muggy Sunday night, low 67. Sunny to partly cloudy, hot and humid again on Monday, high near 90, but feeling more like the upper 90s in the afternoon. I'm AccuWeather's Carr Erickson on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
It is 42 minutes past the hour. Thanks for waking up early in the morning. Back to your calls at 609-407-1450, an open phone line. Welcome to the program. You're on the air. Caller?
Hello.
Hello to you.
Hi.
All I noticed is you called me the other day.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, no, this place should be shut down the whole place. It's ever greater than patience.
Today you're slurring your words. The other day you were speaking much more clear. I asked where you found me. You said in the newspaper. I don't know if we told the audience that, but this is a a caller that I'm just going to disconnect. He is calling from a mental institution, which actually is not the first time we've had, probably that I know of. You never know if somebody doesn't tell you. He told us. We have probably taken about maybe 5 to 10 calls over the past almost 30 years from mental institutions. I want to wish that gentleman well. Today we couldn't understand him. He was completely slurring. The other day we could hear what he was saying, and I did try to help him off air. 609-407-1450, an open phone line. Welcome to the Hurley in the Morning program. You're on the air.
Oh, boy, boss. I'm not going to try this at home, I'll tell you that.
No, do not. Please.
Okay.
Whatever you do. Please. It's not good.
Anyway, listen, I was wondering, I'm not trying to aggravate you further, but
I'm not aggravated.
See if I can talk about Fauci.
Yeah, I'm not aggravated at all.
I know. You're a professional broadcaster. I get it.
Okay.
Anyway, Fauci, I understand. I heard a snippet of this. I was wondering if you can verify it. Senator Rand Paul has a document or some sort of communique as to, I guess Fauci has something called the NAIA or something. It's his company or his business. I don't know whether he's moonlighting or something. It's some kind of company that was in cahoots. I don't want to say cahoots, but some sort of connection with this Wuhan lab.
Oh yes,
Rand Paul.
This is all true. I don't need any coaching on this. I'm aware of it. This particular institute, which works closely with the United States federal government, made $500,000 largesse available to this lab, and Rand Paul did an excellent job, because at first Fauci was trying to take the position it wasn't used for that purpose. And Rand Paul said, "Well, how do you know?" And it was like a Ralph Cramden moment. Then he finally had to admit he couldn't say for sure. So there are those who believe, and I just didn't get a chance to get to it in the 6 o'clock hour. There actually are those who believe that we paid for the coronavirus to be hatched. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Harry, Senator Rand Paul has this communique in his possession.
Yeah, it's in the emails. I know. There's no gray area here. It's confirmed. They paid it. They paid $500,000 to this Wuhan lab, and then you just have to believe that they used it for really good things and not to create a deadly disease.
Harry, look, he should be in jail today. He perjured himself in front of the Senate. He should be arrested for dereliction of duty with a raid like they did to Giuliani. Let's bring the squad in and the PT boats and all that and rip through his personal computers and all. This is ridiculous, Harry. Ridiculous.
Yeah, don't know, Matt, some of his emails have actually been made public. They're very disturbing. In there, he's calling certain people stupid. And I just love these people that are the dumb idiots, what I call educated idiots, proving that just because you have a degree does not mean you're smart. This is I consider Anthony Fauci an educated, dumb man. I mean, you just look at this guy. Look at what he has done over the past year and a half. I know he's lied to the American people. He lied about everything. He lied about face masks. He won't come clean. I think the reason he lied about the face mask, Matt, were that we didn't have enough. So I'm not saying there's such a thing as a good lie, but I think he lied about face masks because we just didn't have enough. So they had to do something. So they said, well, we'll just tell them that the medical people should wear them, but that people that aren't experienced with wearing them are going to be touching them and infecting themselves because they won't know how to wear a mask and touching it and then touching their nose, touching their eyes, ears, so on and so forth, mouth. So he lied about that. He's been wrong. When he isn't lying, he's been wrong about everything. And I cannot believe that this guy is still referred to as the world's leading expert on infectious disease. It is mind-blowing to me. Anybody in this audience was more right about the coronavirus, the virus, and COVID-19, the disease, than Anthony Fauci was. And oh, by the way, the man is a terrible baseball pitcher, too.
Yeah, for sure. I just don't understand how he's supposed to protect us from infectious disease, yet he's funding this lab. He should be in jail. That's my final thought, Harry. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
But keep in mind, he's not going to be in jail because they wanted him in that position. They wanted him dogging Trump, which he did. He was a very sneaky Trump critic all during the election campaign. Very happy that Biden won. They were very happy with him, with the way he conducted himself. He was rewarded for it. They're not going to touch him, Matt. Bulletproof.
I got it.
Yep, he's safe.
I got it.
All right, Matt. Have a great day. Good call. 609-407-1450. Yes, you have to wake up pretty early in the morning to pull one over on Harry. It is 10 minutes before the top of the hour, and for the first time this hour, our phone lines are clear. If you're there when we come back, you come on. If you're not, I have hours of important content that I haven't been able to get to yet. And then we're going to open the 8 o'clock hour with an update on the 14th annual Hurley in the Morning Charity Golf Open. I've hardly mentioned it. It's been sold out for 2 months. Maybe that's the reason we haven't had to mention it. But I do have something I need to share with you, an opportunity that exists. That when we come back. And your calls at 609-407-1450. An open phone line. This is the Hurley in the Morning program on South Jersey's number one WPG Talk Radio, 95.5. And because of you, the station, and yes, this program, number one. All because of you, and we know it.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio, 95.5.
Atlantic, excuse the dust, excuse the debris, and excuse the traffic jam. During Matt Flat Mitsubishi's construction reduction sale, you can rebuild your credit and upgrade your ride. Matt Flat Mitsubishi wants to get you approved. Every 2022 Eclipse Cross in stock, 0% financing for 48 months. Is your old car one trip away from the dump? At Matt Flat Mitsubishi, we'll pay top dollar on the spot, no matter the make, mileage, or condition. We want it, so you can drive a brand new Mitsubishi with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, plus $10,000 off all remaining 2020 Outlander PHEV. But when they're gone, they're gone. And who can forget the Matt Flat Mitsubishi 4-day love-it-or-leave-it return policy with no hassles. Get the credit you need and the deal you deserve during the final construction reduction sale at mattflat.com. Simply, Matt Flat Mitsubishi. For complete details, dial 866-978-2535 or go to mattflat.com. Offers can't be combined. Discount in lieu of factory rebates and incentives. Not all will qualify. Negative equity refinance to new low. Matt Flat Mitsubishi, in the heart of Glassboro, for 30 years.
This is Harry Hurley for Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals, where they are offering an outstanding new program called Premier Complete Comfort. Ambient Comfort knows you're busy, and the last thing you want to worry about is your air conditioner or heater. With the Premier Complete Comfort program, you will have a new furnace and air conditioner with 10 years parts, 10 years labor, 10 years maintenance, and 10 years of comfort, all for one low monthly price. No money down, no hidden fees, no surprise bills, and best of all, no hassles for 10 years. Thanks to my friends at Ambient Comfort, you can relax and know that all of your heating and cooling needs are being taken care of. This is Harry Hurley. Ambient Comfort has been in our home. They've taken great care of us. I know they will take great care of you. Learn more about the Premier Complete Comfort Program. Go to AmbientComfortNJ.com. That's AmbientComfortNJ.com or call 856-213-6586. Tell them Harry Hurley sent you.
If you're
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
55 minutes past the hour. This portion of Hurley in the Morning brought to us in part by Ambient Comfort. This is Harry Hurley for Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals, where they are offering an outstanding new program called Premier Complete Comfort. Wait until you hear the details here. This could be the answer very easily to something that that you've been dealing with both during the heating and the cooling seasons. Ambient Comfort knows you're busy, and the last thing you want to worry about is your air conditioner or heater. With the Premier Complete Comfort Program, you ready? You will have a new furnace, a new air conditioner with 10 years parts, 10 years labor, 10 years maintenance, and 10 years of comfort, all for one low monthly price. Now, here's the kicker. So many people want this for their home, but you don't have the thousands and thousands of dollars that it would take to make it happen. At Ambient Comfort, no money down, no hidden fees, no surprise bills, and best of all, no hassles for 10 years. Thanks to my friends at Ambient Comfort, you can relax and know that all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. They were in our home just a few weeks ago. They took great care of my family. I know that they will take great care of yours. To learn more about their Premier Complete Comfort Program, go to AmbientComfortNJ.com. That's AmbientComfortNJ.com. Or you can call 856-213-6586. That's 856-213-6586. Tell them at Ambient Comfort that Harry Hurley sent you. Welcome to Hurley in the Morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harry. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for asking.
You are welcome. I just want to piggyback on what I think Matt just mentioned about Fauci, and he mentioned the NIAID. There's a couple. He was thinking the NIH, whatever. Fauci in 2012, the National Institutes of Health said gain-of-function research has to stop. University of North Carolina, University of Texas were working on that. Fauci got those viruses diverted to the Wuhan lab, the WIV, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He also diverted $3.7 million over there to continue that research. There's also emails of Fauci promoting gain-of-function research, thinking it's good even in the, you know, the trouble that could come with it if it's released, as we see with COVID. Fauci is definitely, he's a dirty guy.
And remember when he was stammering and stuttering when Rand Paul nailed him? He said, "Well, you know, it's not always underhanded things. It's that they're working on finding ways to make sure that it doesn't get out." And he was just stammering and not doing well with it. He got caught.
Well, here's the thing: he did a little word sandwich, as you like to say, or, yeah, or word spinach, whatever.
Yeah.
No taxpayer money was used. Well,
yeah.
It may be true. I mean, eventually, probably all is taxpayer money. But he diverted funds from some other source, a grant that went there. So it may not have been taxpayer money, but he diverted $3.7 million in 2011-12.
Right. And by the way, even if it wasn't taxpayer money, should we be behind anything like that with what we now know happened? Or even in the first place, you would think, hey, this isn't really money well spent.
Well, you have scientists on both sides, and they would say, yeah, it's stuff that's... Listen, the bottom line is, I said this a year ago, and I said to patients, this stuff was to be weaponized. That's what they're using it for, and it did what it was supposed to do.
Exactly. We're at the finish line. Let you and I talk again. Awesome call.
95.5 FM and...